Potential ties between the attacks of 9/11 and the Saudi Arabian government have sparked suspicion for 10 years. But two affidavits filed by former U.S. senators and released Wednesday are posed to push that debate back into the limelight. In a sworn statement, former Democratic Senator Bob Graham said, "I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia." For Graham, it isn't the first time he's making his suspicions public. In 2008, he told Bill Maher a foreign government provided support for the 9/11 terrorists, but didn't reveal the name of that government.
They provided logistical assistance. They were rented an apartment for them, paid the first couple of months of rent on the apartment, introduced to a network which gave them both support and cover.
The Times also reports Washington has continued to stand behind Saudi Arabia publicly. The Justice Department aims to have the lawsuits thrown out of court on grounds of international immunity.
The Saudis supply over 10% of the world's oil. I think it's 12 or 14% at the moment. They're a critical ally in the Middle East in many ways. And there's some things you just don't want to know. And I think this process may reflect a bit of that here.